In 1921, Bessie Coleman received the first pilot's license issued to an African-American woman and a Native American woman. Coleman, a bravely independent and determined woman, sought to fulfill her mother's hope for her children. In this era when racism and segregation were both widespread and dictated by law, aviation was new to everyone in the early 1920s, as air circuses introduced it to the public via exhibition and rides. On April 30, 1926, at Paxton Field in Jacksonville, Florida, she surveyed the ground for a suitable parachute landing site for the next day's show. She did not buckle up her seatbelt because it prevented her from looking over the side of the plane. Cruising at 3,500 feet above, 10 minutes into the flight, the biplane accelerated and then suddenly went into a nosedive and tailspin. Coleman was thrown from the aircraft and plunged her to her death. Coleman's willpower bears somehow a resemblance to Terry Deal. Deal is 75 years old and a retired art teacher who still substitutes at South High.
I have always drawn. That's all I ever wanted to do. And just taught art and done art.
Deal agreed to eat lunch with me and talk about his artwork. He only does portraits with number 2 pencil. 7 years ago, he donated more than 40 portraits of prominent black people to the Great Plains Black History Museum in North Omaha.
So I did a whole series, 20 famous black women, and to go along with that, I did about 20-some famous black men, anything from Sammy Davis Jr. to Satchel Paige.
Although Deal enjoyed doing all the portraits, there is one that stands out the most for him.
Bessie Coleman would be my pick out of all the women, simply because she was very determined.
Deal grew up in a town in Oklahoma, studied and taught in different states. He met his wife in Kansas. They moved to Omaha more than 10 years ago. Deal says he's always been able to create an excellent connection with his students, especially those at South High.
I taught 18 years in Kankakee, Illinois, and 12 years in Kansas City, primarily in an African-American neighborhood. And we've always taught in low-income, high-minority type schools. And I don't know why it just happened that way.
Deal's exhibit is permanently at the Great Plains Black History Museum. His portraits now have a different meaning than they did 7 years ago when he began painting them.
With all the situations that have taken place in the last year or so, I think they've come to mean more because of what they did and how they opened channels for other black entertainers.
In the past year, substitute teachers have been busier than ever. But Deal is making time to write a novel that has been in his mind for a long time. With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.